Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Welcome to St. Margaret's, especially if you're a visitor. Those of you who've been before will know what to expect. Those of you who don't know what to expect, good luck. Hopefully this will be a package of fun, especially for the children. And just the adults, just remember, you were a child once, okay? So I'm Reverend Graham Summers. I'm part of the ministry team here. My colleagues, David and Deborah, is playing the music for us. So we have a slideshow of the Nativity story. We'll sing some carols. And in a moment, David will explain the interactive part of what's going to happen. All right? Embrace it. It will be fun. I do promise you. So before we start, let's start with a prayer. So Father God, we thank you for the fun and excitement of Christmas. And we thank you for the chance to retell this wonderful story of Jesus' birth. We pray that you would be with us today. And we ask you to open our eyes in a new way to this nativity story. Because we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So just to get all your voices in really good order, we'll start by singing. We'll sing our first carol, which is number 20, On Christmas Night. So if you'd like to stand, we'll sing. Can you hear me okay? Good. Right. I've got to do some explanations first. Every time certain words appear, we have a response. Well and good. Okay. Shepherds. Bah! Okay. Wise men. Mm. Mm. Mary? Mummy? Joseph? Daddy? Angel? Okay, let's try it out then, shall we? Well and good. Hold on. Shepherds. Wise men. Mary. Joseph. Angel. Well done. Sounds as though we've got it all ready. So let's begin the story now. Slide 3. Our story starts in a really, really long time ago. It was a time before toys, before trees, before birds and animals, even before those big animals with floppy ears and really big trunks. Our story starts before humans like you and me. Before the shepherds. Before the wise men. Our story begins so long ago, it was even before the vicar was born. A time before everything, God made the world, and it was well good. So Mary was going to have a baby, just as God promised. And the baby would be called Jesus. So let's sing another carol about the birth of Jesus. Carol 19, Once in Royal David City.
Yeah.
please do take a seat. So there was a man called Joseph. And he was going to marry Mary. But Joseph noticed she had a bit of a belly. He saw her big belly bump and wondered how it had got there. So he scratched his head and he twizzled his hair. But one night, when Joseph, Daddy, was sleeping, an angel came to visit. The angel said, Mary will give birth through the Holy Spirit. I bring good news. It's well good. Honest. There'll be a baby born, just as God promised. So Mary and Joseph, both of them, set off together on a journey, and they journeyed all the way to Bethlehem. We'll sing again. Who can guess what we'll sing next? Thank you, Robert. We'll sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. It's number one on your carol sheet. We'll stand to sing.
Thank you. arrived in Bethlehem, Mary was ready to give birth to a baby who would be a king. But guess what? There was no room for them at the inn. "Don't be afraid," they said. "Don't get uptight. Take a breather. You'll be all right." So they managed to find somewhere to stay, in a stable, in a place full of hay. They stayed in the place where animals get fed. And it was there that baby Jesus was born, with straw for a bed. Now, in the field nearby, there were some shepherds. They were just minding their own business, maybe cleaning their shoes, maybe trying to scrape off the smelly sheep poos. But all of a sudden, something really weird happened. Out of nowhere, an angel appeared. "Don't be afraid," that's what I say. Say it to the baby in a manger full of hay. Then, as the angel said that, something even weirder happened. Did you get the angel?
Yeah.
Good. Suddenly, loads of angels appeared. And I mean loads. "We bring good news," they said. It's well, honest. "There'll be a baby born just as God promised." So the shepherds, having listened to what angels said, turned off to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus. And they found him there, lying in a manger of straw in a stable. So it's time to sing another carol. You can guess what it's going to be? Away in a Manger. Number 6.
Away in a manger.
Please do sit down. So there also were some wise men. Wise men in the story. They'd been travelling a very long way. But they didn't use Google Maps or a sat-nav. They followed a star. They went to the king, King Herod, and asked where baby Jesus was, as they had seen his star. So King Herod sent the wise men. He sent the wise men to Bethlehem, which wasn't all that far. Then the wise men found Jesus next to animals with fur, and they brought him some gold, some frankincense, and some myrrh. And the wise men bowed down and worshipped him. A good point in our story to sing our next carol, which is We Three Kings. Number 21.
Thank you.
Please do sit down. So the wise men remembered that King Herod wanted them to report back to him. But Herod wasn't very nice. And so they were warned in a dream not to go back to him. Don't be afraid. Hear what I say. Just don't visit that nasty home. Go home another way. So Herod searched high and Herod searched low. But where was Jesus? He just didn't know. An angel appeared to Mary.
Mommy.
And the angel appeared to Joseph.
Daddy.
He appeared to warn them to hide from Herod in a completely different country. Don't be afraid. Don't get uptight. Relax, take a breather. You'll be all right. So they escaped to a different country until Herod was gone. And then they were no longer afraid. They travelled back home, and that's where they stayed. On you go.
So Jesus grew up from a baby to a boy, to a man. Jesus grew up to be a carpenter's man. And he did amazing things. He healed the sick. He told great stories. He was amazing all the time. He also walked on water and even turned water into wine. And do you remember that time, long, long ago, when humans like me and you were mean and not very nice, when we were nasty to each other and when we wouldn't make amends, and when God and humans could no longer be friends? But then God had a plan to make us friends again. Well, Jesus the baby and Jesus the man was the exact same Jesus, and that God's rescue plan was made. Jesus lived, then he died for you and me. So, he did it to make our wrong history. To take the blame for all the mean things that we've ever done. But something's amazing has happened, because he's the most powerful one. He came back to life. And it's worth a big high five. Because the well good news is Jesus coming alive again. So let's get scared or jumpy, and let's don't be afraid. I will be with you always, says Jesus. Not for a bit, but always. That's why Christmas is the well good news, where Jesus came just as God promised. He came. And tomorrow he will come again. We will remember that. So let's finish at that time together with Carol 13, Silent Night, Holy Night.
Please do take a seat. So that's pretty much the end of our time together in church today. It just remains for all of us here to thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. Really grateful to the children for being children, and grateful to the adults for remembering what it was like to be a child. So thank you so much. We hope you have a great Christmas. Just to let you know, if you haven't had enough, we have another service tonight at 11:30, so a midnight Holy Communion. And if you want to be in church tomorrow, 10 o'clock here or 10 o'clock at Holy Trinity. So a very Merry Christmas. Let's close with this just closing prayer. So Father God, we thank you that Christmas is well good news. Thank you that you sent your Son to show your love for us, so that we could be friends with you. We pray that you will be with the people in need this Christmas, especially all refugees, just as Jesus' family were refugees themselves. We pray that you'd comfort everyone and help everyone to know your love and to enjoy this Christmas. Thank you that we are able to celebrate Christmas with presents and with fun. We thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we go to our homes with this blessing. And so may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and those for whom you pray this day and always. Amen. Amen.